Next up, I think I'm going to take a bit of a dive into a different sort of space. This comes off the Glistening Examples record label based in Maine. This is kind of like a drone album by the Russian musician W. Zabarkis. This is called The Origin of Dreams. Well, the album's called The Origin of Dreams. We're going to hear the tune Autumn Invades the House. And in the liner notes of this album, it says that the artist recommends you listen to this at maximum volume. So if you're listening out there, turn those speakers up and get lost in the distorted drone space. Time is now 5:09 a.m. And we're here on CKUT 90.3 FM. That's CKUT.ca on the internet. And you can check this out in the archive if you want to hear, if you just tuned in and you want to hear back to the beginning of the show, you can go to CKUT slash content slash CKUT dash 93 dash FM. But yeah, for now, this is W. Zabarkis. This is an album recorded in Russia, but released on the Glistening Examples record label in Berwick, Maine. And their sort of tagline on their website is barely evident since 2006. So, you know, you're really in the know now if you are listening to this track. Again, this is Autumn Invades the House, and the time is now 5:10 a.m. Check it out. My name is Donovan, and I hope you're enjoying the show.
Thank you.
just keep that running in the background. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca on the internet. We're hearing Montreal musician Aaron Lumley and his, I want to say German counterpoint. Maybe it was the Netherlands. Anyways, friend of his, Jason Stadhouders. This was when he was studying off in Europe with off of some grant money that he got to study with Wilbert DeJoda, great bassist out there. And he produced this record, and it's just sort of an improv session between Aaron and his friend, Jasper Stadhouders. It's called Strung Out. I think it was sort of comments on how they were sort of running out of money. Two poor dudes making an album together. But the results were quite good, and this track is called Lapis Philosophorum. And before that, we heard from the one and only W. Zabarkis. That was off of his album The Origin of Dreams, called Autumn Invades the House. So nice droney thing there. Next up, we're going to hear from the Home Normal record label, which is based in Tokyo, Japan. This is a record by a group called Mir, M-E-R-E. The record's called Mir 2. Mir 3 also came out recently on that record label. We're going to hear the track 5. It's sort of written as the Roman numeral V. We've got Gareth Davis on bass clarinet here, Thomas Gruelgensen on guitar, and Leo Fabrike on drums. This is a bit of another improvised sort of thing. And then I don't know where we're going to go from there. Might hear some more relaxing ambient music. And I want to play the tune Natural Blue by Julie Byrne. I think I played it a couple times on CKUT. It's a nice morning tune. We started off pretty intense, so maybe if you were staying up till 4 a.m., then hopefully you got some grand finale out of your day. And if you just woke up, well, we're not gonna blast your eardrums too quickly. But again, this is Mir 2's 5, Mir's 5 off their album Mir 2. Again, I think it's just sort of a improvised session, and I hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening. Again, this is William Shatner's Whiskey Tears on CKUT 90.3 FM. Keep it locked and enjoy this next track. Time's now 5:32. And I'll jump back on the air. That was, well, we still kind of can hear it. That was a tune called Flesh by Astvaldr. That's an Icelandic-based artist. And he is releasing an album, at least, on the 21st of February. I was lucky to score a early release on that via one of my contacts. Yeah, weird word. That was weird. Anyways, it's 5:47 in the morning. I can excuse it. And again, before that, we heard a tune called Five by Mir off their record Mir 2. That's on the Home Normal record label, who I just came into contact with. They were excited about my review. Oh, shoot, I forgot to play a track I was going to play. I'll remember now. this is a tough decision now. But anyways, I reviewed an album by Daniel McKenzie off of the Eileen record label. And you know what? We're going to hear that now. Almost forgot to play it. But great record. Anyways, the guys over at Home Normal were like, oh, cool. You like Eileen Records out of France. They're a good record label, and we like them too. So we'll send you our records. So shout out to them. And yeah. So that's it. Now we're going to hear a record off of Eileen Records. This is called Abandonment 2, 25 years. Oh man, I cannot talk this morning. This is again off of the Eileen record label, off the album Every Time Feels Like the Last Time by Daniel McKenzie out of, I think he's British. It's a great sort of electroacoustic album with some like really pretty piano parts, but also strung into like these sort of distorted landscapes and stuff. So we're gonna hear Abandonment 2 again. That's probably what I would say is the climax of the record. Hopefully a good start to your morning. I know I totally lied and played some pretty intense tracks, but we'll cool things down to end it off, and get just enough time to play the last two tracks I want to play. So check it out. This is Daniel McKenzie. feel like that's a pretty good place to end it. Again, you're listening to Whiskey Tears. We've got one more track for you. It's called Natural Blue by Julie Byrne. What we're hearing the last little bits of is Abandonment 2 by Daniel McKenzie off Eileen Records. I hope you've enjoyed the set. I've sort of just done some upcoming release stuff and some of my favorite albums thus far of 2017. That Daniel McKenzie album came out on January 3rd, so I think it's safe to say that was one of the earliest ones. So yeah, check out this next track. This is Julie Byrne.